You Don't Know Me is a crime fiction audio drama which deals with adult themes and issues relating to violence. Listener discretion is advised.
A listener production.
All units be on the lookout for a young female, age 17 with red hair, last seen in the Bellhaven district. Copy that.
The whereabouts of missing Bellhaven schoolgirl Lizzie Burdett, last seen with her boyfriend Thomas Caruso.
If the searchers fail to uncover sufficient evidence into the whereabouts of the young woman, all the search stands.
Hello? Who's there?
Welcome to Sydney, where the local time is just coming up to 11:33 a.m. Thank you for flying Thai Airways.
Here we go. Hey Alice, I just landed and wanted to say how much I miss you and your buddy. Oh, sorry, excuse me. I was so close to not boarding. It's... Oh, wow. Look, I better go before she makes a scene.
No.
Hold on, Ma.
What took you so long?
Call me back when you can.
Who are you speaking to?
None of your business.
I thought you were getting in 2 days ago.
My flight was cancelled.
And the flight last month? Was that cancelled too? You said you needed a holiday, but 2 whole months. That's long service leave.
Oh, please.
We have a restaurant that needs running and the biggest wedding receptions we've done in years starting in 5 hours.
Good to see you too, Ma.
Your father keeps saying it's under control, but every time I check, it's not.
Excuse me.
We don't have enough champagne flutes for the toast.
What?
I'm not even sure we can feed everyone.
I'll fix it, Ma.
And now this inquest. Poor Tom. His name dragged through the mud all over again.
Poor Tom. What about poor us?
Your brother is completely innocent. Do I look like I need a taxi? Idioto.
Ma, calm down.
Noah, over here.
Ma, you can't park in a disabled spot. You can only use that sticker when Dad's with us.
Oh, if you weren't so bloody late, I wouldn't have to.
The boot. Ma, open the...
Oh, sorry. How was Thailand?
Good. It was really good.
Ooh. Did you meet someone? I know you can hear me back there. Noah Caruso. It's probably not a great time to start something new, though. That bloody ex-girlfriend of yours.
Rachel?
Yeah, she started one of those crime podcasts.
What?
About Lizzie.
Oh, God.
Katerina's iPhone connected. If you're anything like me, you're probably feeling a little daunted by your financial future. Well, look no further than Lawrence Financials. Savings advice.
Lawrence Financials?
Visit Lawrence
Clearly
Financials.
Daddy's paying for the podcast.
Hey, can I go back to the start?
I don't think it lets you.
Ma, of course it does. Just rewind.
Welcome to the Disappearance of Lizzie Burdett podcast. I'm Rachel Lawrence, investigative journalist and member of the Bellhaven community, the very place Lizzie Burdett vanished from.
Oh, my God.
This is the story of how a 17-year-old girl in her final year of high school, my high school, disappeared from our tight-knit community on Sydney's northern beaches one rainy night back in July 2014, never to be seen again. Over the series, we'll meet some of the key victims and suspects involved in this unsolved mystery.
I'm the first to admit I lost my cool that night.
Ma, that's Tom.
But that doesn't make me a murderer.
He spoke to Rachel?
He deserves his say, Noah, like everyone else.
He hasn't spoken to me in 8 years. So what, he's back in Sydney now?
You've got his number, Noah. You can always pick up the phone.
She kind of just vanished into thin air. It just doesn't make sense.
Is that Lizzie's mum?
It's never added up.
Yes.
We've spent the last 8 years fighting for answers. It's been a living nightmare.
I've tried to reach out.
It's time we had answers.
No, Ma, you should be staying
and
out of it.
Justice. Okay, someone out there knows what happened to our beautiful girl. If she's alive, let's find her. But if she's not, without a death certificate, we can't put her to rest and we're still living in limbo.
Bloody Miles.
And it's agony.
I wouldn't be surprised if we found out he did it. I know he's her dad and I shouldn't say it, but he gives me the creeps.
You just want to suspect he's not your own son.
It's not true.
So, why cover this case now, 8 years later? Well, because as you just heard, Lizzie's family believes someone out there knows something. With Lizzie still registered as a missing person and some key questions yet to be asked of the people who last saw her, the family can't have closure. And after many years of campaigning, the Burdetts have finally been granted a coroner's inquest into their daughter's disappearance. As a Belhaven local, I believe there are clues and evidence that the police have missed during the investigation. We'll be revisiting the circumstances of Lizzie's disappearance in the hope that someone out there, that means you listeners, remembers something that could help solve this local mystery. I'll share details of how you can send in confidential tips at the end of the episode. But before we get started, I need to declare a personal connection to one of the main players in this story. Tom Caruso, who was Lizzie's boyfriend and the last person seen with her, also happens to be the older brother of Noah Caruso, an ex-boyfriend of mine from a few years ago.
Jesus, Rachel, don't drag me into this.
We'll be right back after this word from our sponsor. If you're anything like me, you're probably...
If it isn't my long lost son.
Hey, Papa.
Oh, come here. Oh, still getting used to this damn wheelchair. Give your old man a hug, huh? We missed you around here, Noah. It's good to have you back. Bloody printer. So time now.
Hey, just let me help you. The wedding menus.
I can handle it.
I know you can. Look, the paper's jammed at all.
The paper's jammed and all.
Yeah.
You came back from the toilet to tell me that.
Let me just pull it out. Okay. There. Done. Thank you, Noah.
Thank you, Noah. Now go on. You need it in the kitchen. Get out.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Look who's back.
Hey, Noah.
We lost at Sea Boss.
Very funny. It's good to see your ugly faces. Now get back to work.
Talk about cutting it fine, Noah. The guests arrive in 4 hours.
Sorry, Soph. Hey, thanks for holding the fort. It was so hard to come back. I met this amazing...
And our seafood hasn't arrived. There's no caviar or kingfish and no lobster.
What? So we have only half our entrees?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. You did tell Mum and Dad to order them, right?
Oh, yes, boss.
Sorry, Soph. Of course you did.
I left the list with Raph weeks ago and asked your mum to follow up. I can't get a straight answer from either of them. Oh, and your mate at Ocean Home won't take my calls because my surname's not Caruso.
Oh, God. Johnny's so bloody old school. Look, I'll ring him.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Come on, Johnny, pick up.
Ocean Home Seafood.
Johnny, Noah Caruso.
Noah, what's going on, lad?
Just checking in on our order.
Well, the fish ain't free. Not even for my oldest customer.
Okay, how much do we owe?
Last 2 months, not the $5,000.
$5,000? Ma didn't sort this out?
Nope. Handball me to Raph.
Oh.
No offense to your old man. He's a bloody legend. But seems a bit MIA lately.
I'll look after it. Hey, you know I'm good for it.
I'm sure you are. But you're a bit late. We're out of lobster.
Oh, come on. Can you find some more for me?
We just got in some beautiful razor clams.
Johnny, I can't change the menu on the day.
Take it or leave it, kiddo.
Okay, heads down, knives out, people. Seafood's here in 30. Beers are on me when the wedding cake is cut and plated. Let's go. Hello? I said beer's on me.
Sweet.
Nice one, Chef. Sophie never brought us beers, eh?
You never gave me a reason to.
Why is everyone wearing earbuds today?
They're listening to the podcast.
What, Rachel's?
What's all anyone can talk about?
Even you?
Well, it's kind of hard not to.
Oh, shit. You were working here when Lizzie disappeared, weren't you?
Yeah, it was an awful time.
Yeah, well, it still is. I mean, Mum's in meltdown and I've never seen Dad look so rough.
Well, imagine what the Burdettes are going through. If my daughter went missing, I don't know what I'd do. Have you listened?
I'm only halfway through the first ep.
You should probably keep going.
Okay.
If you followed the news reports when Lizzie first went missing, you'd already know that the Caruso name is synonymous with both Lizzie and Belhaven itself. The Carusos run a restaurant in the area, creatively named Caruso's, where Lizzie worked alongside her then-boyfriend, Tom Caruso. Tom is a son of local celebrity and soccer legend Rafael Caruso, the restaurant's owner. Tom was 17 when Lizzie disappeared, and in Belhaven, we knew him for his good looks, sharp wit, and outspoken nature. But he was also known to be aggressive. Tom seemed to be the police's main suspect back in 2014. And while I'm not pointing fingers, the question many people in Belhaven want answered is, did this highly successful family raise a murderer?
Jesus. Don't hold back, Rachel.
Let's get some context. Before Lizzie went missing, Caruso's restaurant was the pinnacle of Belhaven's social scene. It all began with Stefano Caruso, a determined, gritty, high achiever. Born in Sicily in 1930, he lost his whole family in World War II, and like so many others, caught a boat to Australia in the 50s to start a new life. He worked in kitchens around Sydney for 20 years before finally realising his dream of opening a world-class Italian restaurant by the sea. Now, listener, if you're slightly older than me, by about 20 years or so, you might remember these TV ads from the 80s.
Come for the view. Stay for the world-class Italian food. And our famous Caruso hospitality. Your special occasion is our special occasion. Dream it, believe it.
Caruso's. While Stefano was building his culinary reputation, his beloved son Raphael was on a fast track to legend status in the burgeoning world of Australian soccer.
This is do or die stuff. Everything comes down to this. Years of preparation. Caruso. He's onside. What about that? You beauty! In the dying moments, Rafael Caruso strikes gold. Look at the boy's father, Stefano Caruso. He's dancing in the stands. He'll be dancing all night. What a sight. Australia
But then, tragedy struck.
A long kick in and, oh, he's kneed him square in the back. That's a red card for sure. Hold on. Caruso's still down. Caruso's not getting up. I don't like the look of this. Caruso is not moving. The referee has stopped the game. Oh, this is a heartbreaking day for the Australians. The medical team.
In a single freak collision, Rafael's football dreams were dashed. And within a few short years, his attention turned to taking over the family restaurant.
How's it going out here, Pa?
Success, son.
Look, I told you. Your razor clams were everyone's favourite. Excuse me. I have a special toast to make.
Oh, look out, Doc! Crews are coming through!
Yeah, so you deserve this more than anyone. Thanks for your hard yards while I was away. And sorry about all the kuruso chaos. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Cheers, Noah.
Hey, where's ours?
Cake's not cut yet.
Yeah.
Shh. Speeches are on. Hey, have you got a minute?
Sure. What's up?
Oh, it's a relief to have you back.
Has it been that bad?
Look, there's something I need to tell you.
Oh, God, you haven't found another job, have you?
No, nothing like that.
What's going on?
Actually, you know what? It can wait. Sorry, I'm exhausted. Let's talk another time.
You sure?
Yep. Yeah, I'm going to hit the road. Stevie will be up early.
Okay. No problem. I'll catch you tomorrow, eh?
See ya.
Ah, damn. Missed a call from Alice.
You have one new voice message.
Hey, just me. Bangkok isn't the same without you. Can't wait to talk. Let me know when you're free.
In Bellhaven, most teenagers didn't work at Macca's. They worked at Caruso's.
Raph and Katerina were like a second set of parents to an entire generation.
Hey, Noah.
Oh, no, you're listening too, Pa.
I can't help myself. She's talking about us. Chianti.
No, thanks. I gotta drive.
It's a very nice drive.
Nah, I'm beat, Pa. Just wanted to say goodnight, eh?
Oh, come on. Sit down. Listen with me.
Only for a few minutes, okay?
Teenagers at Caruso's were either a dish pig, a kitchen hand, or if you were a chosen one, suitably personable or beautiful, you were a waiter. That was Lizzie.
Everybody loved Lizzie.
Yeah. With her long red hair and that big smile, it was like people were drawn to her. You know what I mean? And she always came home with a bag full of tips after work.
Oh, she loved that job.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be so wired after a shift, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Took her hours to wind down. I worried about her getting enough sleep.
Yeah, she was a real people person.
Madonna Santa. Why are they martyring her? Let's be honest, she was a useless waitress. If she hadn't been going out with Tom, I'd have fired her after her first shift.
Well, Ma said she was pretty good.
Oh, my God. One night, she spilt an entire bowl of my ravioli di succo on Mrs. Cortese's lap. I had to dash over with two bottles of Dom Perignon to save the day. Caruso's was the place to be back then. Working my charm on the floor. Oh, I miss those days.
I know you do. Look, I gotta go.
It's almost over. Sit. Finish it with me.
In the next episode, we'll hear from Tom Caruso, believed by some to be the prime suspect in this case. Tom spoke to me exclusively ahead of his return to Bellhaven for the first time in 7.5 years to attend the inquest.
I'm finally ready to talk about that night. God knows everyone else has had their say about me.
I'm Rachel Lawrence and you've been listening to The Disappearance of Lizzie Burdett. Make sure you hit the favourite or subscribe.
So Tom is coming home. When did you plan on telling me?
Speak to your mother.
Speak to my mum? Why can't I get a straight answer from either of you? Do you and Ma even talk anymore?
I can't believe I came home for this.
Relax, Noah. It'll blow over.
I don't want it to blow over, Pa. I want it to be over. Full stop. I need a break.
You just had 2 months.
Now, a proper one. Permanent one.
Look, it's been hard on you, I know. But don't walk away, not now. Your family needs you. And look how well you're doing managing the kitchen. This will all be yours one day.
What if I don't want it, Pa?
You're part of a legacy, Noah Caruso. Your grandfather poured his life into this place. It's bigger than you. You'll understand when you have kids of your own one day. Believe me.
Damn it. Believe it.
Ah, that's it, my son.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic, Pa.
Oof.
Rafael Caruso!
Huh?
What the hell are you doing? I've been waiting in the car. Huh? We're driving to the wedding fair tonight, remember? One event from your old mate isn't going to save Caruso's. We need a wedding a week. Sprigate, they. You can lock up, can't you, Noah?
Actually, I was about to head off.
Thanks, darling. Of course you can, Bill. Yeah. Raf, move it.
Just closing up. I'll FaceTime you in 15. Can't wait to see you. Love her. No, take that out.
Noah! Just the person I was hoping to see.
Rachel. Took you long enough. I've only been back in the country half a day.
Oh, you can probably guess why I'm here then.
To humiliate me again? I heard your podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry that I mentioned you, well, us. I just thought listeners need to know for the sake of transparency.
Pity you didn't apply that same transparency when you were using me to research your story.
Oh, that's not how it was, Noah, and you know it.
Well, that's how it feels from here.
Listen, I want to interview you for my podcast.
No fucking way.
I've always thought you were holding something back, like you knew more, and now you can have your say.
Yeah, nah, not interested.
Just hear me out, please. Look, I've interviewed a lot of people connected with crimes over the past few years, and look, I've learned that they fall into different categories, right? There's the sociopaths, the con artists, the narcissists. And then, you know, there's the innocents. The people who are just caught up in events beyond their control and they're innocent, but they feel like they need to conceal information even if they don't know why. And these people give off certain signs, like in poker, a tell, something they do when they're bluffing.
Oh, right. So tell me, Rachel, seeing as you're such an expert now, what signs have I been giving off?
You really want to know?
No. I don't, Rachel. This is all bullshit.
You make a sort of weird face.
I'm too tired for this, Rach.
See? There. That. It's like your lip does this kind of curl.
It's called sleep deprivation.
It's like when you lied to me about your scar.
What?
The scar on your leg. You know, you told me that you fell off your bike, but I was on the debating team with Lizzie and she told me about your pool accident. Why would you lie about something like that?
She told you about that.
I think that you know more about what happened to Lizzie than you're letting on, and I think that it's eating away at you and it's keeping you stuck.
Stuck? I'm stuck. You're the one obsessed with this Lizzie thing.
I'm not obsessed. I'm just trying to help the Burdettes.
The only thing you're trying to help is your career, Rachel.
And you, Noah. I'm also trying to help you.
Oh, wow. You're good. Alice, finally. Oh, I'm so happy to see your face again. It has been the longest 24 hours of my life.
Me too. God, I was such a mope today. I barely left the apartment.
Well, I wish I could join you in that big bed of yours.
Noah, wait. Is this your house? What are those gates?
Yeah, the gates to the castle. They separate the Carusos from the rest of the world.
Jeez, that's intense.
Yeah. Once upon a time, there wasn't even a fence.
Was that before Lizzie disappeared?
Before Lizzie disappeared? Yeah. That's how we measure time around here.
You've been through a lot.
Yeah, well, good news is there's more to come. My ex has just started a bloody podcast about it, and she is unstoppable.
Well, she is a reporter. I guess she's just doing her job. You are kind of part of the story.
How do you know it? Don't tell me you're listening to Rachel's podcast too.
You can't blame me for being curious. You've been so light on the details. I did a bit of Googling.
Yeah, but I didn't want you to... It's my family and it's... It's just hard to explain.
It's fine. Oh, my God. Are those marble steps?
They sure are. From Rome, apparently. Hey, wait. I'll flip my camera. Okay. Let me show you around.
What? Oh, my God. Your place is epic.
Ma doesn't do anything by halves.
She sounds like a pretty amazing woman.
Yeah, she's a character. Check this out.
Oh, what the hell? You have an underground cellar? Who has an underground cellar?
A family full of very heavy drinkers.
Yeah, well, we've got that in common. Only mine do it with much less style.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, my dad, all his brothers, his sisters too.
I noticed you didn't drink, but... You know, I didn't want to be that sap who's like, why don't you drink, mate? You know, like.
I appreciate that. Most Aussie guys think I'm weird. But no one in Thailand cares. It's so refreshing. And if you'd grown up with my dad, and you'd have.
What was he like?
Story for another time. Hey, what happened to my tour? Like, hello, is that a giant pool in your backyard?
You can see that? Yeah, well, let me give you a closer look. Come outside. Here it is. Always heated to a perfect 26 degrees.
Oh, well, if it's perfect, can I watch you swim?
Oh, right now?
It'll make me feel like we're back in your hotel.
Yeah, we did spend a lot of time there.
You're alone, right? Inside a fortress?
Yeah.
Well then, flip your camera back. Much better. Now, shirt first.
Alice.
You don't have to. I'm just having fun.
No, it's okay. I got this. Okay then. It's a bit awkward taking this off. How's that?
Nice angle.
It can't look that sexy.
I don't know. It's pretty hot so far.
Pants too.
What the?
Alice, sorry. I don't have to take my pants.
No, turn around. There is someone in your house.
You Don't Know Me was written and adapted from the Sarah Foster book of the same name by Jacqueline Bassanelli. It stars
Aaron Glenane as Noah,
Catherine Van Davies as Rachel,
Andrew Steele as Tom,
Dina Pinozzo as Katarina,
Anastasia Fineri as Alice,
Johnny Pasvolsky as Raphael,
Alex Malone as Sophie,
Di Adams plays Sylvie.
Stephen Shanahan plays Miles.
Sri Saksak Prasad plays Johnny.
Series producer, Tina Matalov. Director, Rosalind Oates. executive producer and head of factual and drama at Listener Original Podcasts, Jennifer Goggin. Audio engineer, Liam Moses. Audio production, sound design, mix, and original music by Matt Nikolich. Production and sound consultation, Matthew Dwyer. Story sourcing, development, and casting, Bob Campbell. Commissioning, Grant Blackley and Grant Tothill. You Don't Know Me is a co-production between Bryden Media and Listener.